You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Thursday morning.
It is.
We finally figured out it's not Monday.
Yeah, well, I thought yesterday night was Friday, so we watched a movie in the middle of the week. Like, who does that?
Who does that? Movie night on a Wednesday night.
Well, we watch a certain Marvel series on TV, so we had to catch up with the movies before we could keep going with the TV show, so.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, was it a good movie?
It was The Infinity War.
Ooh.
So people have very...
That's on digital already?
Yeah. People have very specific opinions about this movie, and now I understand why.
I've not seen it, but I haven't kept up on those.
I have mixed emotions about those.
Well,
I won't give any spoilers.
As promised, we are going international again today.
We are. We've done it a lot lately.
That's a great thing, though. Thanks to technology, when it works, we can go international. And excited about sharing another story of one of our Mercy Medical teams as they recently returned from a trip to Tanzania. Excited to get into that. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin, for underwriting the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about them at cuw.edu. Thanks, Concordia University, Wisconsin. Sarah, I forgot to ask what's in the coffee cup today.
It's Peruvian today.
It's Peruvian.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's got a nice flavor to it.
South America.
Yeah. All right. I like South American
coffee. We're super international here.
And African coffee.
Keeping us international in studio, Anne Gonzalez. She's with the LCMS Office of International Mission, short-term mission and training. Anne, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being in studio. We are headed to the Dominican today.
Well,
right?
Sort of. We're
a Dominican geo-missionary who served on a short-term mission, a Mercy Medical team.
In Tanzania.
Joining us this morning, Jamie Lynn Tinky. Good morning, Jamie Lynn. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
I'm
also drinking some coffee.
Oh, yeah.
But it's Dominican.
Dominican is good coffee, too.
You are you serve as a geo-missionary in the Dominican Republic, but you went even more international recently with the Mercy Medical Team to Tanzania. Tell us a little bit about what got you interested in serving on this team to Tanzania.
Yeah, so like you said, I serve here in the Dominican for the Latin American region. I am a registered nurse, and I serve our missionaries and their families in whatever things might come up, whether that's health, housing, visas, anything that goes on while they're serving on the field. I was part of medical teams to Nicaragua during my time in university at Valparaiso. And so when I heard about the MMT with the Lutheran Church, I was very interested in that. And I was like, oh, after college, maybe that's something I can do once I start getting into my field and start working. And then surprise, surprise, God had different plans. And here I am, a missionary in the Dominican Republic. But it was still kind of in the back of my mind. So I was able to, with the help of Lutherans and Medical Missions, I received a grant to make this trip. And the regional team here in the Dominican fully supported me doing this, as I was able to walk alongside the missionaries there, see how these teams work alongside the local churches, how they support each other in their ministry, and then also at the same time, providing mercy through healthcare alongside some great Tanzanian nurses and doctors. So you kind of get that full picture, that full care, both spiritually and physically. And it's just a beautiful union to see that working together side by side. So it was an amazing experience. I'm so thankful I had the opportunity.
So you've gone from culture in America, and you mentioned in Valpo, so Indiana, and the Midwest, good old Midwest, to culture in the Dominican, to another new culture in Tanzania. What were you able to learn about the people in Tanzania during your time there?
The team talked about this a lot, about culture, about what a relational culture is, as opposed to some of the independent cultural things you see in the United States and other European countries. So initially, my surprise was to see a lot of the similarities, the way people live in the community here in the Dominican and other places in Latin America, and how that was almost very, very similar to the communities I spent time in Tanzania. And that's just the warm, open, relational culture, family, community oriented. The biggest thing I think takeaway from that type of culture was, even in the communities in Tanzania, it's just kind of magnified. And in talking with local people who came through the clinic, everything they have is not just theirs. It's for the family. It's for the community. So the community would help the sickest one get there the first day, and then they would bring in more people. And so you just see them working together, which I think is just so beautiful. And just a true picture of Christian community and how we're called to live for each other. And so that's one of my favorite things. And the Tanzanian people are just some of the most open and warm people. They just welcomed us in. And one of my favorite parts was just watching our team of volunteers who came from out of country alongside the local nurses and doctors, and watching that community form almost overnight. By the end of the week, we were like working. It's like a well-oiled machine. We were laughing and talking and bouncing ideas off of each other, learning about each other. And it was just a really cool picture of community.
Very cool. How about the interactions with the local church? How did you work with them to serve the community?
So the day after the large team got there, we attended service at the Lutheran Church in Uchira. And we got to meet the bishop of the Lutheran Church of East Africa. And I think almost there was around five or six other local pastors who were part of that service. Not only were we celebrating Pentecost, but they were so excited to have visitors and guests. And it was just really cool to participate in worship in Swahili, be able to sing along. As one of the congregation members shared her hymnal with me, I was able to sing some of the songs, even though I'm not fluent in Swahili. And Spanish did not help me at all, let me tell you. And then that's exactly the same location where the clinic was held. It was held at a house right next door to that church and that congregation. Seminary students, pastors, and the bishop were present every day, assisting the pastor on our team with the initial evangelism talk and the sharing of the gospel. And then also after the patients left the clinic and seeing the local doctor, they were asked as they were leaving it was okay if one of them would pray with them. So that's how the church worked right alongside of us, and were an integral part of what we were doing. We were on their property, and people who may never have stepped inside of a church before were inside of the church building. And we pray that some of those conversations and connections God will use to maybe bring them back and continue learning about what that church is doing there.
I now have a dozen more questions, and we have like 3 minutes. How has your service as a member of this team, the Mercy Medical Team, shaped you as a nurse? How has it shaped you as a missionary? And maybe those aren't separable. As a missionary and a nurse, really one and the same. How do you think that this trip has shaped you, or how it will impact your future as a missionary and as a nurse?
I think it just solidified some of my beliefs about healthcare and how it doesn't have to be separated from our proclamation of the gospel, and how in some past jobs, maybe I've been a little hesitant to share my faith just because, oh, what are they going to say? But now through my service as a missionary, that proclamation of the gospel is not obviously not hidden in any aspect of my life. But now I was able to, in front of my eyes, physically connect the proclamation of the gospel alongside healthcare, meet local medical professionals there and see how their practice is different, maybe from some things I'm seeing here locally or what I've seen in the United States, and just watch them do their job. And my favorite nurse, Mary, who was my cohort during this time, she never let someone leave her sight until she tells them that she believes in Jesus. And even when someone walks in and is visibly a Muslim or another faith, you know that right away. And she does not she does not back down. She shares her faith and she says, this is why we are here. This is why we are doing this. Obviously in Swahili. And then she tells me later. And then she would just proclaim her faith and the gospel. So I think that's the encouragement I received from working with them and from seeing this type of clinic kind of in person. I knew that's what they did and you read it. But to be able to see that take place was just amazing.
Wow. Can we have 2 more hours?
Sure. I have nothing else to do today.
Another pot of coffee. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Jamie Lynn, thank you so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour. Thanks for sharing your story of this Mercy Medical Team. We'll get a few more details from Anne here about how folks can learn more about being on Mercy Medical Teams in the future. Thanks for sharing your story and being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
And wow. What
a
story.
Every team has a story like that.
Yeah.
Every single time. And right now we do still have teams in 2018 in Togo in September and Uganda in November that still need team members, both medical and hardworking lay people. And people can learn more at lcms.org/mercyteams.
lcms.org/mercyteams. That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll have a story like Jamie Lynn's as well. And thanks so much for being in today, helping us take a look at another Mercy Medical Team.
Thanks
to Tanzania. Coming up in just a little bit, jail and prison ministry conference taking place here in the Midwest, an LCMS prison and jail ministry conference. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.